Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books on home-based working and teleworking, including home office know-how, including safe at home, including teleworking and telecommuting. The list goes on and on. And he is the chief home officer. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Jeffrey, In the previous segment, I talked about some of the best practices that email marketers should employ, and that to make sure that you get differentiated, you're differentiated from the people I call the evil spammers.
Right.
So that when you reach out to people with your newsletter, as you do and as I do, when you reach out to them, your customers with little notices of products that are available, et cetera, that you're operating in the right way in an ethical way, in a way that the honest people in the marketplace want to operate and want to be contacted. Those are sort of the protocols that have been established for email marketing. But there's another method of reaching out to people and connecting and even marketing to people that's coming at us a pace, and that's blogging. And you've recently started one, haven't you?
Yes, I've had a blog for quite some time, and there's rules about blogging, but they're more internal rules in the sense of how you blog and the need to be frequent with your blogging. And you can't blog once every 6 months and say, I'm a blogger.
Right.
But my website, the application, the engine, so to speak, that runs my website for my web host, has a piece of blog software included in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started and I created the sort of mortal sin of blogging. I started it probably 2 years ago, and I blogged, you know, pretty religiously for about the first 3 or 4 weeks, and then I did it again in a month, and then I let it go 3 months.
Then you backslid, didn't you?
Exactly. It's a slippery slope backwards when you start to not blog. It's like you're easing. I mean, I know every Sunday afternoon that zine is going to come to my inbox. That newsletter will be in my inbox. And that, I don't know that people realize, even as a writer, how hard that is to be that dedicated to writing. And so blogging is much the same way, where you don't have to do it every day. You don't have to do it every other day, but it has to be frequent and recurring. Doesn't have to be on a timetable, unless that's just the way you set it up.
What is your definition of frequent? What is acceptable frequency?
I would say at least once a week,
okay.
You know, because that's
got to be minimum.
That's got to be minimum.
And it really ought to be 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah, I mean, I've in the past week, we were talking off air. I was on a cruise recently and was able to.
You just had to slip that in, didn't
had
you?
Had to toss that in there. Had to toss that in there. We won't get into all the details.
You had to rub that in our face, didn't you? That you went on a cruise recently.
I was on a cruise recently. I was on a cruise recently, and.
At least,
and I blogged twice from there. Okay, what other snide remark were you going to toss in there?
I was just going to say it took you 3.5 minutes to get there, but you did it.
The eggs, yeah, uh-huh. You know what? I tried to weasel it in a little bit sooner, but I won't. But I'll do it again before the day the show is over.
But you blogged from the cruise ship.
I blogged from the cruise ship, which is a pretty no small feat in itself when you have Wi-Fi on a ship and then satellite to connect you.
Right.
Although I don't think they have really long cable lines running back to shore, so I think it was by satellite. But I was able to do it from the cruise. So, I mean, and the thing is, blogs, you know, people reading are like, I don't write, and I don't know what to write about. I mean, if you're an expert, and I think that we would purport that any entrepreneur is an expert in at least what they do for a business. So if you're a plumber, if you're a gardener, if you run a cleaning service, I would say that you're an expert in those areas.
Mm-hmm,
and you have information that people could use and that you could put out on a blog.
Well, but what is that? All right, we've got folks listening from two angles. Some people are listening, and they want to know more about blogs, or they because it's just something that they hear about and it's an interesting word, or they're saying, you know what, I do a little blogging, or I go to sites of people who blog and I read some of theirs, so they're interested from that standpoint. But then there are people who are saying, hey, Jeff, what's this got to do with my small business?
You know what? If you believe that the written word distributed out to the masses can help your small business, and if you see that as a form of marketing, especially in the online realm, then a blog has everything to do with your business.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that you as a small business owner are as much a part of your business's brand as the fact that you're Bob's Plumbing, the fact that you do plumbing and is as much part of what you do as the fact that you are Bob and a personable Bob who can help people, then blogging can help you. Because I believe those are the keys of blogging. Blogging isn't typically done. We've heard stories of people from software companies who've blogged about their experiences in the companies. You know, people aren't reading these blogs because they're written anonymously. I mean, there are those that are, and there's those about Washington politics that give you insider scoop and stuff like that. But these aren't really, it's not about the anonymity. There's really typically no anonymity at all. It's mm-hmm. about Jim blogging or Jeff blogging or Bob blogging about plumbing and letting people know what's going on and giving them tips and insights, and it helps build a brand and it helps you get the word out about who you are.
And here's the other thing. You know, people, if you run a florist shop and you write something in your blog, from a small business standpoint, Jeff, nope. You know, the average customer is not going to say, "Oh, I wonder how things are going in Jeff's florist shop. Let me check his blog." The average person doesn't have time to do that.
Right.
But they can subscribe to your blog.
Exactly.
And you can send it to them. See, that's the thing that we do with our blog. We update our blog 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. with new stuff every single day. And it's a little bit different blog from the average blog. It's more of an informational blog than it is, you know, my journal of you know, what I had for lunch today or whatever.
Right.
And you'll be very thankful for that, folks. But the thing is that if you'd like to know about these things and you don't want to have to come to get them, then we'll send them to you. And Jeffrey, when we come back after these messages, that's what I want to talk about, is how customers want us to provide them with what we know.
Right.
You know, there was a time when they wanted you to, they would come to see you, and then there was a time when they wanted you to come to see them.
Right.
Now we've got this virtual connection ability with the internet, and I want to get your thoughts on that. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. This is not Elvis, folks. It's Carl Perkins. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey is the author of Safe at Home. He's also the author of Home Office Know-How and Teleworking and Telecommuting. Three different books, three different pieces of good information. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
If you're home-based or want to be, I'd encourage you to check out his newsletter, which comes just every weekend, right?
We try and keep it every weekend. As we're talking, I'm getting more into the blogging side, and I might even, you know, cease on the newsletter or back that off, except to let people know there's new blog information. But yes, we're getting it out there pretty frequently as well.
Well, that's the interesting thing about the new technology. You've got the blogging, and I mentioned as we went to the break about customers not wanting to come see you; they want you to come see them.
Right.
And so, you know, everybody has their community of people that they want to be, that they want to keep up with. They want to know what's going on. They have certain stores, certain vendors, certain businesses that they would like to know what's going on, what's happening. And email marketing has been something that we've used in the past to contact these folks. What I wonder, Jeffrey, is with even though I don't think email is going to go away, I wonder if the technology called Real Simple Syndication could wind up replacing email marketing. What do you think?
Well, I think that RSS, or Real Simple Syndication, is something that we're going to see growing as it catches on, and as you know, blogging itself and content syndication itself is going to have to catch on among the masses,
right,
in order for people to realize that there's benefit out there and it's something that they want to be involved in on the consumer side. And I think that, and what RSS is you go to a site, like if you go to Small Business Advocate and you want to receive Jim's newsletter or his
blog.
Mm-hmm. You can go on and subscribe via the RSS feed, as it's called, and it will send out news to you that it, in some instances it sends you a fact that a blog has been updated. In other instances, it'll send you the blog. It's almost like, again, you were speaking before about opt-in and how this is opting in and to receive someone's information. So where you used to go onto somebody's website, and like I have and you have, where you have a little subscribe button where you can, or a box where you can input your information to receive someone's electronic newsletter, RSS is much the same, to receive their blog, or at least be updated, you know, be informed that a blog has been updated along the way. So,
well, see, that
know, I
way,
think it is going to catch on.
Well, see, here's the thing, Jeffrey. I go back a long way, as you know. You've seen my gray hair. And
I've seen the stone tablets you used to write. Yeah, exactly.
And see, I remember when customers said, I want you to come to see me.
Right.
And then they said, okay, I want to come to see you. And then when the internet hit, they wanted to come to see you because they were so excited to be able to go to a website, right?
Right.
Now I think customers are saying, I don't want to go to your website every time. I know what you have. I know what you offer. I want your stuff, but hey, how about sending it to me? And I think the blog, which is instead of me coming to your website and reading your blog, why don't you send me your blog? Instead of and I think more and more people are going to be saying, instead of I listen to your show on the internet, but instead of me going to your website, why don't you remind me when the new show is available and send it to me? That's how we use our blog. But my point there, Jeffrey, is that I think we need to be paying more attention to what our customers want. And I believe customers are starting to say, I'm busy. I got a lot of things going on. I don't have a lot of time in the day. And I don't have time to remember you, but I do want you in my day, Jeffrey or Jim or whoever,
right.
Joe's florist. Why don't you remind me once a day or once a week that you got something new for me and send it on over. And when I've got some time, I'll open it up and take a look at it.
Well, that's what RSS is. That's what an easing is, where you send it out. I know every Sunday, as we said, that your zine's going to be in my inbox. It's push, and on the user end, it's pull, where they're opting in and it's being sent to them so that they receive the information. And
right.
I think that's critical. But by the same token, I think that there are a lot of websites I like to go to, and a lot of websites I like to visit and keep up on. And so, for example, I went on to and I created myself a Google homepage where, and I'm sure that Yahoo offers them and others do as well. But I've been able to put on it all. It's almost like a My Favorites on a homepage. And in fact, I've put up some people's different blogs and the like, so that not their blogs, but feeds, so it updates new headlines when there's new content on their page.
Right.
My website, I've changed so that my homepage content is now blog. So I'm setting up the feed mechanism so that people can go there and they can subscribe. So it'll no longer be me having to send out a newsletter, where I'll be able to send out if they subscribe, they'll learn that there's new information on my homepage, and they'll see it that way.
Right. Well, this is a whole new. What we're talking about, folks, is just keeping up with the way customers want to be reminded about what you have.
Right.
And Jeffrey and I have different kinds of products than probably you do. But everything that Jeffrey was talking about, you can do for your business. If you're in the shoestring business or the battleship business, it doesn't matter. This is all about finding out when your customers want to be reached, what they want you to send them, and then getting it to them when they want it.
Yeah, and it may also be that they're not interested in blogging. They may still want to receive an e-zine. They may still want to be receive
exactly.
something printed in the mail.
It's not either or, it's both and.
Right.
Give us your website again, Jeffrey.
www.chiefhome.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com. Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you next time.
Always great. Thanks, Jeff.
Quick break. Right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. We're going to find out what's going on out there in the economy. Is it growing? Is it easing up? Is it getting worse? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.